Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
Hello.
Hey.
What up?
It's all good. I made this beautiful pepper sauce this morning. Oh, you know, the kind of pepper sauce that all you need is a teeny, teeny bit. You can't even take up to half a teaspoon. If not, your mouth will be on fire. You just need a teeny bit.
What are you using pepper sauce for this early, Mama?
I was just getting it prep ready, you know, just so anything I need it for is correct and ready on standby. Don't want to be looking for pepper when I want it, you know. Oh, I tasted it. I was like, oh my God, water, water, water. It was that bad. Or it was that good. You eat pepper now, Abby?
Do you know what? I think now I realize that I'm less... How shall I even put it? I like pepper, definitely. But I think that when I was much younger, there wasn't any degree of pepper. What is it? We'll go to an Indian restaurant or a Thai restaurant and they're like, you want Thai hot? And they have numbers and then there's Thai hot. And I'm like, come on, give me Thai hot. It was not a problem. Now I'm like, yeah, let's do a 3. And I don't know how that changed or why that changed, but
oh wow.
Yeah. Now I just enough is sufficient. If it's a little over, no, I can't do it. You know? Wow. I mean, I can, but I don't know that.
You don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly it. Do I want to be in that space? I don't. So, but before I'm like, give it to me hot. That's what I want. Mm.
I like this. I found that when I have the pepper sauce and I use it to cook, instead of using like dry pepper or, you know, fresh pepper that I just cut into the dish, this way it actually, I get the spice, the hot, without it being too much. And, you know, I can control it, you know.
So are you doing it like Yoruba style?
Yes. So.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Okay. So you buy the pepper and you blend it and then you just put it on the stove and just let it.
Just let it fry.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get like, I get like maybe the one I did this last time, it's not much. It's like a half a cup. I want to say half a cup, or maybe it's a cup. I think it's half a cup and it's ready, but it's so concentrated.
So what are you using? Are you using chilies or habaneros?
I use habaneros. Sometimes I mix it, but this one I did today was just pure habaneros.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just pure habaneros, and you have it. It's there. It's nice. You know, it really is nice. And I put some garlic in it this time, but some people put tomatoes and onions to cut the pepper a little bit. I don't want to cut into it at all.
When you start doing that, you're already making your stew now. You're already making the stew. Just add your assorted meat and you're done.
Yeah. You make a good point. Yeah. So that's what I found. But yeah. So that was my morning. So just finished. It was, I must have cooked it for like 3 hours or so. Just on very low, like, you know, the lowest heat possible. And just let it, you know, because it takes time to really get it to where you want it to be. And that's what I wanted. I was going to do it last night, but I was like, no, I would all fall asleep and burn the house down. So what's up, my baby?
You tell me.
There's so much out there. It's quite interesting, and I feel like my mind is in so many places. You know what I mean? It's like I can't even seem to tie the knots together. After the whole, I was, you know, of course, we all know what's happening with Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And I was. You know how everybody was looking and they're like, oh, we've got to evacuate the people, get people out of there. And there's this whole concerted effort and NATO, the US, allies, everybody's like, oh, let's get our people out there. Let's get the Afghan people who helped us out there. And then along comes Eric Prince, former Blackwater. I think he was the former Blackwater CEO. And he's like, you know, if you pay me $6,500, I will get you out. of Afghanistan. If you need me to get you to the airport, you're going to have to pay a little bit more.
Was he's Betsy DeVos's
brother?
Yeah.
And I just cracked up. I was just laughing. Because the feedback was like, people were like, oh, you're so immoral. You're cold-hearted. I'm like, he's a capitalist. Is it free to fly people out of Afghanistan? It's not free. So if he's going to do it, he's not, it's that, you know, he doesn't want to be a humanitarian. He has a choice, right? He doesn't have to do the same thing everybody is doing. I was like, why is everybody outraged? If you don't want to go, don't pay.
My dear. As long as what you're paying for is matches, am I in first class? Do I get to?
Which jetty first class?
Do I get to? Afghanistan? Yes, now. If you're charging me 65 or whatever it is, you're charging me to get out of there. Better give me some nice first class.
You're joking. Mm-hmm. Better be happy to just be huddled and get out. It's the price of freedom.
That's not how it. It's okay. Yeah, he's charging people who don't. If they had $6,500, you think they wouldn't have found their way out, or you think they would even be in Afghanistan to begin with, you know? So if you want to start charging that type of high money, when we've seen those cargo planes with everybody ear to ear, thank you. You better give me some nice first class accommodation. Yes, take the 6,500 and give me first class accommodation. Otherwise, shut your mouth. You know,
look cool. May I'd be happy to know if anybody paid. And really, like you've said, how did he ferry them out? Is it in helicopter? Is it in canoe? You know,
that's what I'm saying. Look, I just like you. I'm not. Why would I begrudge you your means of income or whatever? This is America. It's a capitalist society. Everyone, that's why this is America. I'm making money. You can pay for 6,500 tickets or you can pay for $2 ticket. My thing is, am I getting what I'm paying for? Here's 6,500. Will I be able to shower in the plane? You know, am I relaxing? What are you giving me for 65?
You realize we're talking about a war torn. Well, it's not war torn yet. But it is a very, it's a scary, scary situation. So, you know.
He wants to add his mouth. When he's talking about amounts like that, I will continue to repeat it.
I was like, oh my God. And, you know, you got to give it to him. He didn't hide his mouth, though. He just went and posted it, though. This is how much you have to pay.
I mean, no need to hide your mouth. That's what I'm saying. And that's the beauty of this country. You know what I mean? Who is going to pay? People are trying to get out of there. I don't even think it's a topic for, you know, I don't think it should be fought. I don't think anybody should be foaming at the mouth because of what he said. You know, I don't know if it's making news because he's Betsy DeVos's brother. I don't know because it's $6,500. His company is not a not-for-profit. You know what I mean? So why shouldn't he charge what he's charging? You know? And if there is somebody who is willing to pay, that means there's a market for it. So where is the news?
That is what I want to find out, if there's really a market for it, you know? Because everyone else is calling him immoral, cold-hearted, wicked.
Who are the people that are calling him that now?
Did you hear now? Even the White House Secretary.
Yes, yeah. Because that's their job. Their job is to do that, right? Their job is to tell people that, are you not, you know, do you not have an eye on
a heart?
Right. What's going on in the world right now?
It's, and the guy's like, no,
fraught with uncertainty and what's the word? Difficulty. You're not adding to making things easier. All you're doing is causing people to wonder why so expensive. There's always going to be people going to their mouth and
should wonder why it's so expensive, actually.
But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, though. No. That's it now. Why is he charging 65? Why doesn't he just send the plane there and get people out? Exactly. And he's saying, I'm a business. That's exactly. So why so expensive? Yeah, and he's saying, I'm a businessman. How am I going to make money? You know what I mean?
Like, how am I going to pay the security people that are going to agree to Afghanistan?
Is his business a private jet charter or what is it?
I don't know what he's doing right now, but you know, he used to be CEO of Blackwater, I think, is now defunct. There's a lot of scandal with it in terms of military, that, whatever, something. Well, he used to be a spy or something.
They're still very much there. Forget it.
But under a different name.
They're still very much there. So if he has
under a different name, though, of
jetliners or whatever, I'll say, hey. But if he doesn't, if it's a matter of, I still have to pay someone to get the plane, I have to get the pilot, I have to get all these things, money has to change hands.
Of course. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying he's saying there's already the not-for-profit route that is available to people. So you can go with NATO, you can go with the US allies, you can go with the US evacuation efforts.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. There are options.
Alternative, in case you want to pay.
There are options. And what I hope he's selling is, listen, you can go and be, smelling with COVID. Go and sit down in COVID airplane, or you can come in this nice, marble bathroom plane with the gold lined seats. What is it? You will eat, you will relax, you know.
Like, dear, who knows, really? Mm-hmm. But I wish him luck. The whole thing is it's hairy scary, like I said. So we'll see what happens. Inquiring minds want to know. So if anybody who paid $6,500 to get out of Afghanistan is listening.
Oh, you know people in Afghanistan.
I said if they are listening, they should be.
You think they're listening? What I want to know is, how can they get out of Afghanistan? Nobody's listening. We're ready to tell you about 65. They want to stay alive.
Please tell us.
They're not interested in. Why telling you whether they paid $6,500 to get out of the place?
Of the place, my dear. It's crazy. Ugh. It's really crazy. And talking about money, there was that, what was it, that article you sent me about Daniel Craig?
Oh, Danny boy. Yes, Danny says he's not leaving anything for his children.
Is that what he said? I thought he said he's not leaving a lot for them.
Whatever he said, the bottom line is he's saying that, you know, he's the wealthiest actor right now.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. Based on a deal he did with Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Knives, I didn't hear that. Knives Out. They're paying him a lot of money for the next two installments of Knives Out.
I did hear that.
So I don't know if it was in anticipation of that deal being inked that this whole topic of, because there are a lot of people, Gates, who are all, Buffett, all these people who are saying, no, we're not going to leave money. And the point I guess he's trying to make is, listen, I had to work hard. I had to earn all this stuff. Leaving you all this money or setting up some kind of trust for you to live off is just not making you a reasonable human being. And I can see where he's coming from with that. Absolutely. You know,
So he says he doesn't want to leave them stupid money.
Yeah, but basically, essentially what he's saying is, I'll leave you something, but don't expect that all this money that I've made is going, it's all of it is going to you. Yes.
So that you will live a life of.
Yes, because all these wealthy people, when they pass on, depending on how many children they have, the entire estate goes to, wife and kids. Right.
Right.
Equally. So basically, that's not going to be the situation.
Most people that have that kind of mad money have already tied it up in trust. They figured out what they want to do with their money.
Yeah, so basically, what he's saying is that's not going to be the situation. You'll get something, but don't think, don't be looking at what I have now and think, when you die, all of this is going to be mine. That's not how it works. It's essentially what he's saying. I'll leave you something.
There's value to that. It's not even, I don't even understand why it's news, really. Why it's, it's a headline. It's like, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, he's already, it's not like his children are like 2 or 3 or 4. They're grown. So he's already prepped them for life. You know,
I don't know how old his children are, but I mean,
I can't imagine that they're that young.
If he decides to have another baby or whatever, he's just saying you will get what you get and there will be no complaints. And probably that's another way of making sure that there isn't any wahala when he's gone. Because when you see what's in the will, don't be mouthing off and trying to fight somebody. You know what I mean? Because I said what I said. You know, so it's like sets an expectation, you know?
Right. It's I don't have a problem with what he's doing, honestly. I don't think anybody should. At the end of the day, it's his money.
Oh no, there are a lot of people who have issues with that.
Why?
Who was
is it? Is it their money? They should go and make their own and give.
Is it what's his name? Ice Cube or Dr. Dre. Mm-hmm. One of them, they have a daughter who is destitute.
Yes, so I saw who is it? And she set up a GoFundMe. It's Dr. Dre.
Okay.
But I think they're estranged. And then she said he has helped her out before.
So, people are coming at him. What is it? How can he have a daughter that is destitute? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, it's the first, whether they're estranged or not, this is not a child who is living in his house. It's a full-grown
woman.
Yes.
Right.
You know? And I think that's where this Danny is coming from, is because a lot of children expect that their parents are required till the day that they die, as long as they have money, as long as they're wealthy, they're supposed to support them. And I think that's kind of not the right way to look at things. You know, I think your parents are there to help you, especially if you come out and ask them for help. But for you to expect that they must take care of every single thing for you all the days of your life, I think it's the
transition, right? So the parents have been taking care of you every single thing you wanted. And then they're transitioning you to being able to do it yourself. But I think parents already set up the expectation from jump when they're, I mean, of course they have to. A baby cannot take care of itself. But the expectation is that when the baby grows and you've taught them what you can, that they should then be in a position to do so. But I almost feel too like you've been taking care of someone for 18 years. Then you just want them to wake up and say, oh yeah, manage yourself.
Yeah, so you just said now, because that's what a lot of them feel. They will first start off by, I never asked to be born. I was never asked to be born, my friend. What you're saying is, can you imagine?
That's too funny. You never asked to be born. Mm-hmm. Wow, what's the alternative?
Because you didn't ask to be born.
You want to be a chicken.
Because you didn't ask to be born. So that means my life is to be, you know, and there are a lot of parents out there who believe that's their life. Their life is to be the slaves to their children forever. You know, there are a lot of parents who feel that way.
Well, you're using a harsh word, slave, but maybe they feel a sense of responsibility. Well, because it's slave. You make it sound like they have no choice.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. There are a lot of children who feel, like I said, when they open their mouth and say, I didn't ask to be brought to be born. I didn't have a say in the matter. So since you decided to bring me and put me in this world, you are responsible for me all the days of my life.
So what happens if the parent is dead? And if the parent died when you were 13?
That's what they're saying now.
Both of them.
You're talking about a situation that is not the case.
Right,
the case
right.
is the parents are alive. You brought me into this world. So you must take care of me for the rest of my life. And it's not a matter of, please help me. It's no. You are obligated to do this.
It's
this is what
job.
You have to do. Yes.
This is what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Let me send you a message.
So that's how they feel. And that's the situation.
That really is an interesting perspective. It really, really is. you know. And it's really, yeah, it's an interesting perspective, the way that the children would feel that way about the parents, you know, especially when it comes to financials. It's interesting.
So Danny is saying, no, no.
Say no.
Let me explain how this is gonna work.
As just to segue a little bit off, but you know, probably still in the same arena of parent versus child relationship. Did you see the article that this actor who was in Respect, what's his name, Marlon, said he's like he didn't want to marry, he didn't get married because of his mother. That's what he said. He said, I never got married because I knew my mom needed me. Women sometimes want to battle for your attention. They want to battle for your love. They want to be the one. Me and my mama share the same birthday. I'm not trying to hear you. I was like, I wonder how his mother felt about that.
Apparently she knew that that's why he didn't get married, and and she understood that. She passed away, what was it, last year, or was it the year before last? Okay, he's well done, but he has children.
Yeah, too.
Thank you.
It's interesting.
Your children weren't battling for your attention. Okay,
But you
well
understand,
done.
right? And even though he wasn't married, he was in a committed relationship, in quotes.
Yeah, because I think it's the
Wasn't,
same girl who the kids are from. Okay, well done.
So
Well done.
wasn't she, so she wasn't battling for the attention? Like, is the marriage that makes the
Yeah,
battle for the
but
attention?
and I
I was
like
like,
that. I
that's kind
like
of
that he
weird.
understands the distinction between you're just a side chick or no, you're
Hey,
just a
well,
chick, right?
hey.
Whether you have children or not, for me, you don't have that. You're my wife, and I'm happy that he understands the distinction, and he kept it. I'm happy at least he understands that marriage is key. It's very important. However, that's like the dumbest thing I ever heard, you know. And then for the mom to co-sign that by saying, yes, I know why. You knew that your son was decided he didn't want to get married because he didn't want his wife and you to be fighting for his affection. Meanwhile, this wife, doesn't she have like 50,000 children? Doesn't he have 50,000 siblings? What does he anyway? But you knew that this is why he decided this is what he did. Why didn't you call him and say, listen, what you marry your wife, she becomes my daughter, and there's not going to be that fight in it or whatever. Oh, my dear. The honest to God truth is that he doesn't want to be married. He doesn't want to get a divorce.
What you said is true because they're saying he also said, you know, in that same article, he's like, well, you know, marriage is no longer the necessity it once was. So it's like he doesn't place any, what do you call it? What's the word? Emphasis? He doesn't really care about marriage
I don't think
as
he
an
wants.
institution.
Not that he doesn't care. Well, I don't know. I don't think he doesn't want to go through the process of this thing might end, and then when it ends, then I have to start splitting things up and wah 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 wah. I don't think he wants to go through that process. So why go through that process when I don't have to get married to this person. This person doesn't have any claims on anything I've earned, and I don't have any claims on anything that person has earned. And that's probably how he wants it, you know. But say using the excuse of your mom is kind of off. I'm like, guy, go and rest.
Like I don't want you to fight with me for my mom's attention. When you're
I
not
mean,
the only, hold on, when you're not the only child.
what the hell is that? You
He
know,
has
so
other
is he the
siblings,
last
right?
born?
He's not an he's
Is
not
he
I
the
don't
last
even
of the lot?
I have no clue where his position is. But I know he's not an only
You
child.
know,
He was
because
a
if he's the last of the lot, then maybe he has a little bit of a point, a little point, very little.
What point
But
is that?
because it's the baby, you know what I mean? But if he is not the baby, if he's somewhere smack dab in the middle or whatever, or if he's all his other siblings already have children, and this woman, plus he even has children, she has a battalion of grandchildren. He needs to stop it. He needs to go and rest with that, honestly. I mean, what's that supposed to mean?
Don't think he's the last born, and I don't think he's the first born, and I think he's somewhere in
Well,
the
he's
middle.
definitely not the first.
Okay,
What's
so
his name?
he's somewhere. They had his mother had 10 children.
Yes, I didn't you hear me say she had a battalion of children?
I'm giving you the exact number 10. Wow.
So he's what I don't know is if he's the last, but and if he's the baby of the house, then he may have a little bit of a point.
Maybe he's the last. Mm-hmm. I'm so maybe looking that's... at their birth order, and he's the last. He was born 72. The one before him was born 71. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So maybe that's the only reason I'll give him that, just a little bit. That's all, you know. And there's space between them. It's not like a 1 year difference or whatever. So his oldest brother, what's that one's name again? Malcolm?
Dwayne, I think, is the oldest. Dwayne is the oldest. He was born in 1956. And then Marlon is 1972.
No, not Marlon.
He's Marlon. What's his name?
What's the part? It's Malcolm, I think.
The oldest is Dwayne.
Leave Dwayne. I don't even know if that one even acts. Who's the one after him? I'm trying to remember the name. The one everybody knows.
Damon.
No, not Damon. No. Damon is the third, probably the third.
Fourth.
Uh-huh. Because he probably has some sisters. The old Keenan. That's the one.
Keenan, yeah. Okay. He's the second.
Okay. So he's the first one that we know. Because I don't think Dwayne acts. Okay. I don't think I've ever seen him. Okay. So Keenan is the first born that we know, that we see. So, and the acting brother, so it's Keenan, Damon, the sister, and then
the sister, Kim.
Yes, Kim. And then there's I always mistake
Sean, I think.
Marlon. I'm always thinking Marlon is the other one, but he's not. What's the other one's name? The one that they're doing, they always
there's Sean.
Sean.
I don't know if that's who
yes,
you mean.
Yeah, it's Sean. Marlon and Sean. So I'm always thinking Marlon is Sean and Sean is Marlon. So those are the ones we know of, five of them.
They're all in the business, though. Writers or composers or
screenwriters. Yeah, but not these but are not the actors and directors. These ones are the actors, directors, and the comedy fools and all of these are the ones that we see in front of us.
Yeah.
So, and I bet they're all married, I'm sure. They all have children. So, you know what? He's your
child. That's his choice. Since we're talking about choices, it's his choice. So I guess he can do that. Interesting.
I mean, I think people can do what they want to do, especially when it's right and just, you know. But when you want to explain away, you know, don't be stupid and don't come with stupid here's why I'm doing what, because when that's not why you're doing it, you know, be real. I mean, do this, Serena, own your mess, own why you're doing what you're doing, but don't say I'm doing it because don't put that on your mother. That's not cute. Stop it. So people can
do and undo. You can do and undo. It's it's interesting, but you know, to go. I'm changing topics completely. Do you have an Apple phone?
Sure.
Why were you hesitating to answer?
I mean, how? I don't.
You're like. Sure.
Like, yeah, sure.
Well, I think about it.
I have an Apple phone. No, but I'm because I'm trying to see where we're going with this.
So, you know how Apple has always sold themselves as this privacy sort of branding is what they have. Their branding is for privacy. So they're apparently coming out with a new feature, I think sometime this year. But I think it's later on in the year. And what they're going to do with the feature, from what I understand, is they say they want to use it to find, to be able to crack down on CSAMs. And I think that's child sexual abuse material. And what they do, what they have is they have an algorithm or some machine learning that will use your phone to check the images that you have. But I think they say it's the images on the iCloud. I'm not sure if they're going to also check the images on your phone. Cross-reference it with images that are stored in the CSAM database. If there is a match or there's a partial match or something, it will trigger a human intervention And if it's a true match or if it's something that somebody needs to be alerted about, they will then report you to the authorities and delete your iCloud account. Also, if you're a child and the image, they'll blur the images and let you know that, oh, this is material that you're not supposed to be viewing. But if you as a child now view the message, they'll let you know if you decide to view the image, they're going to send a message to your parents to let them know that you're viewing the image. Uh-huh. And but this is also if the phone is set up as a child, if that's on a child account. And I was like, this is so crazy. You know, they say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Well, I understand that part about the children and the parents. Well, that one, I get it. And I think that's a great feature. But the one about reporting you to the authorities, I don't think Apple will ever do that. I don't think their board of directors will support that. This is the same company that refused to open up their phones to or release their software information to the authorities when that guy went doing his mass killing in California. No matter what, they refused to do it. So I strongly doubt that they're going to do that as far as reporting what or whatever. Huh. They're going to safeguard themselves.
The report will be sent to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They won't.
Okay. The bottom line for me is
policies.
For me, the bottom line is I don't, you know, there's the saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should. The problem with all this, there's probably no way to stop it because as human beings, we're going to keep evolving and advancing technologically and all of that. But the more you continue to advance and do all these things because you can, it will be misused. If you can use it for child pornography, you can use it for anything, period. It doesn't have to be relegated to child pornography.
Whatever the case may be, I don't believe this may be the technology they're looking into, but I don't believe that it will ever get the go ahead. Because what you're saying is you're going to be a party to entrapment for the people who are using your services when it comes to the federal government. They can't do a 180 on something that they refuse to do. They were saying, open up this thing so that we can get this guy. And they said, no.
And they said, we can't.
Yes.
Yes.
So they won't. Not that they can't because they could, but they said they won't. And that it was a categorical bam bam bam.
I thought they said they wouldn't be able to do it because they couldn't.
No,
but that's fine.
No,
I'm not. And even and
it may be a story they said, but that's how can they not when it's their system that they built? No, they said they will not.
They said they didn't build their system with a back door. That's what they said.
What is back door, front door? It's their system. And it's allow us to see what this person has been doing. And they said, no, they won't. That is against the privacy law. That's the whole thing that sparked that GDPR thing or whatever in the UK or in Europe. The whole situation, it's against privacy law. So they're not going to do that. But I believe for the children, whatever, obviously, if you're buying into that, then you're saying, yes, you want this technology. And I understand that protecting your child against predators and things like that. But when it comes to releasing a private individual's information to the government for whatever reason, they're not going to do that. They're opening themselves up to like serious lawsuits.
Well, they've said they're doing it and it will be released in a iOS update sometime later this year. People who are in the know are paying attention to it. There's been outcry. There's been lots of pushback. Apple says, oh, no, it's not the way that you people think it is. We're designing it a little bit different. Everybody is like, that's not the issue. The issue is that once it's done, you can't close Pandora's box.
Yeah. That's very strange because they're the same ones who have the whole opt-in option. And I think Facebook and all these other social media things were like, what's wrong
opt out?
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with Apple? You know, because right. they're you know, the whole Facebook, WhatsApp, all these social media systems and the way they make their money is tracking what you're doing.
Right.
And selling that information to advertisers and things like that. And Apple's like, no, you're not going to do that on our iPhones. And we're going to give our users the ability to say, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
So there's all this uproar about that. Then for them to come and say they're going to do this, no. I don't even see how that registers. It's the same thing that happened with when WhatsApp was saying, here's what we're going to be doing this year, you need to opt in before then. Everybody was shouting and saying, no, I'm not using WhatsApp anymore. I'm going to this other place. And I'm like, I don't even understand.
They're already hooked.
I actually have a few friends who left WhatsApp. They never, accepted or whatever, and they left WhatsApp. And I'm like, I'm not even sure where you're going.
There are other tools they can use. So
yeah, and the other tools are doing exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So what you're doing makes no sense. You know, you're jumping ship to go, or you say you're leaving WhatsApp, but you're still on Facebook. That's when
right.
I
how that makes, lost that your makes mind. No sense.
You
that
know,
makes no sense
and so me. There's a lot. Yeah. There are a lot of people. I know. I have one friend who's like, nah, I'm out of this. The entire thing.
Right.
But then I have people who are like, no, I'm not using WhatsApp anymore, but they're every day
they're
on,
still
Facebook.
On Facebook.
I'm like,
right.
But do you even understand that you're not right. making any sense right now? So
well, yeah, they probably, yeah, I don't get that. I'm like, you're on Facebook or you're not on WhatsApp. Yeah. Mm-mm. Or you're not on WhatsApp, you're on Facebook. Yeah, it's okay. Same difference. same difference.
The thing is, you know, we're moving to a place where, look, think about it. At one
we
point,
are in a dystopia. We're moving to a dystopian society.
We didn't have phones. There was no. What you had to do was write a letter, go to the mailbox, post that mess, wait to hopefully the person got your letter, and they responded. Then email showed up, right? So you had rotary phones. You could tap because your parents locked it, so you couldn't dial. So you had tap. Next thing you know, those phones had buttons on them. Then from buttons, they said, we can make it mobile. Then from mobile, how many people have home phones in their house today?
I do.
How come I didn't see it?
Ha! Since in the corner somewhere.
How often do you use it?
I don't use it at all. Things
so,
on silent.
So why did you tell me you had a home phone? What's the whole point to say you had a home phone? People don't have that anymore.
Even in offices
where there are phones, they hardly use the phones. You know, it's like, just call me on my mobile. Call me on my cell phone. Call me on my cell. Call me on my cell. This is how people interact these days. And nobody's even calling anybody anymore. Now it's, where's, I got your text message the other day. Now it's text messages.
Right. I'm really happy with the evolution of emojis with text message, because it really helps you to sometimes put context around what you're saying. Because context makes a whole lot of difference. I used to hate text messages.
Emoji helps you. So they write something that when you read it, it looks like they're attacking you. But then when they end it with a smiley face, you're like,
You interpret it differently. Yes.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to see the emoji. I'm just like, excuse you. Also, because you ended with LOL. You don't need the emoji. You can write your madness and then end it with LOL. The next person, okay, this person
LOL is good, but you know, there are other emotions you may want to convey that, you know, rightness too much.
I'm just like, people don't make phone calls anymore. And I'm like, can I get a phone call? Can I hear your voice? Like, what's with the bloody text messages?
No.
You know, and then even when they call, they don't even leave messages anymore. I'm like, why do you think I pay for voicemail? Leave a bloody voice message. People don't do that anymore. They call you.
I'm guilty. I don't leave voice because I don't listen to my voice messages. So it will be there for a long time. So if I call someone and I get voicemail, I'm like, oh, there's no need. I'll send a text, you know, if it's something important, like, hey, can you XYZ?
And then, you know, but I still do calls because I like to talk, as you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't like, give me a phone call. Actually, I enjoy. I'm not a fan of, I have to be honest, text messages to me are for, hey, I'm running late, but I'll see you in a few minutes. I don't want to go on a long, have a long drawn out conversation on text.
By text, right.
You know, that mess pisses me off. I prefer a phone call, you know. I like what do they call this thing? Skype, FaceTime, and all this.
Right.
You know, when it's your family.
WhatsApp video.
Exactly. When it's your family and, you know, friends. There was a guy before I got married who used to, you know, immediately, if he sees me on Skype, he'll put, you know, start calling you on video. And I'm like, God, I don't know you. You know? And then
they dial you
on video. And I'm like, I don't know you.
I don't even answer.
I'm like, this is rude.
Very rude. If you want to call me on video, send me a text first. Are you available to talk on video?
If I don't know you, don't ever try to engage me on video.
I hear you. Know what I'm saying is, even sometimes, like friends and family, I'm like, don't just call me on video out of the blues. I hardly ever accept those.
I'll call you on video if I want to call you on video.
You can, but will I accept it all the time?
Whether you accept or no, that's fine. But if I don't know you, I think that's the height of just disrespect.
Yeah. But I think it's rude, though. You don't know what I'm doing. I could be taking a shower.
So what? When someone's calling you on the phone, it's the same thing. You don't have to answer. You're unavailable. I think it's rude for someone to answer a phone when they are unavailable. I can't stand that if I call you and you're in the middle of something and you answer the phone,
right?
That's rude to me. I'm like, finish what you're doing. Those quick text messages, sorry, I'm in the middle of something, those are perfect,
right?
You know, but not when I call you, answer the phone, but then you're not giving me your attention.
Sometimes people answer by reflex. It's just second nature. You're not even thinking about it. You're in the middle of something. The phone rings. I try not to do that. But I know that sometimes reflexively, you'll just pick up the phone.
Yeah, and you're like, what kind of reflexive?
Can I call you back? Or I'm busy right now or something.
What I don't like,
I really don't like it when people call me straight up on video. I'm like, look, call me on voice. Hey, hello, how are you? Hey, can we do video? And I'm like, oh, sure. I'm like, no, I'm not in the right space right now. My hair's in a mess. Or I don't feel like anybody's seeing my face. Something. Or, you know, I'm whatever.
The beauty of it all is that the person doesn't know what you're doing until you actually answer. So if you know you're not in a position to answer, then don't answer.
Then don't. Right.
Yes. It's that simple. You know, but don't, no matter what the situation is, if I don't know you, don't try to engage me on video for anything.
I won't even answer. I'm like, who are you? I don't even know.
Can we FaceTime? This is my first time ever talking to you. I would never do that with you. I don't even know you.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I think that might work, obviously, we're talking personal relationships here, but the only space where that is appropriate is obviously in a business setting. But you know what I really didn't like about WhatsApp, though, which I preferred with the BlackBerry, was for anyone to contact you on BlackBerry, they needed to have sent you an invite and you needed to accept it. So you kind of knew who was in your circle. With this WhatsApp, any rando that has your number will just be sending you WhatsApp or calling you. I'm like, hello.
Yeah, so you can block with automatic alacrity.
But then they've already called you.
And then you block them. And when they can't reach you again, they know you block them. Imagine.
It's crazy. I'm minding my business
and you're calling me. What is it? Speaking about child endangerment, this is the one that threw me for a loop. The Nirvana baby. Is it the Nevermind? I was like, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah, it's the Nevermind album, baby. He was on the thing. This is, what is it, like 30 years later or how many years later?
many years later.
This guy says he wants to sue the estate
everybody.
Now,
everybody, I was like, $150,000.
Oh, that's all he wants. Okay, he's not even serious.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought he was going to say millions of dollars. Then we'll know he's serious.
He wants
150 from each person. You're saying that from each person. Okay, so he's looking for millions then. Okay.
So maybe he's
a little serious. Because I'm like, wait. You are a baby, and he's saying it. What did he say? It's like a child pornography or whatever.
It was weird. He said it's child pornography with sexual exploitation.
Imagine that nonsense
of a sex worker.
I said nobody. Because, oh my God!
Hold
he's
on.
And this mental.
This is his leap. He says because there was a dollar bill, and you could see the child's his genitalia when he was a child. And with the child was reaching for the dollar bill. So somehow it was something about sex and money and child, a sekimon. I like the way your brain works.
Hold on. And here's the one that killed me. This boy has recreated the same picture a number of times. Now, obviously, I think he had an underwear on the other ones. He has done it at different stages of his life. I think he's even tattooed that album or so somewhere on his body,
on his chest, I think is what they said. Right.
And then all of a sudden you're now realizing that back then this is what these people were. I was like, if your tontolo still looks the same, you need to go talk to your doctor.
I personally think that maybe
you need to go look for a doctor and ask and get help, because he's going a child. Through, nobody knew who he was.
He is going through a hard time.
Nobody knew who he was. Nobody would say, oh, this is this guy, if he hadn't come out and said this is who he was.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is,
it'd be interesting to see which judge is going to side with him. Because that's a joke.
He's looking for some. I don't even think he wants it to go to court. My reading of the scenario is he's fallen on some hard times. He needs some quick money.
You said you don't think he wants it to go to court. Yeah, I mean, who is going to pay him off?
Can I finish? I think that he's just, you know, sometimes people sue and hope that there will be a settlement. If he's asking for $150,000, maybe he'll settle for something lower from each person. If they're willing to settle out of court.
That's what I'm saying. Who is going to want to pay him that rubbish? Listen, in my opinion, all he had to do was say what you're saying right now. He fell on some hard times. I need help. Can you people help me, please?
That is your opinion. But he, for whatever reason, this is the route.
Who else's opinion is it going to be? Why do you say that?
Because it sounded nice. I'm trying to have a sentence. I'm trying to string my sentence together. And it sounds good when I say that's your opinion, and I move into where I'm trying to talk before Uncle. Of course, we know it's your opinion.
Exactly. So why tell me it's my opinion? It's my opinion. It's coming out of my mouth.
So let me have the ability to reiterate the obvious. It's a free world. Last I checked, yeah.
Ouch, Nick. There's nothing I want to see.
No, but what I'm saying is, he may feel like He doesn't want to go that route. He has chosen not to go that route. He's like, let me just sue and see what drops. Or maybe he's even doing it for publicity, you know?
And the route he's going is not going to benefit him.
Well,
is my point.
You know what
he could have done is said, I need help. And then had somebody help him instead of throwing all these extra nonsense, going to a place where nobody was thinking, nobody was going there in the first place. That's just retarded. In my opinion,
you know what they say, the only bad publicity is no publicity. So
who is he that he needs publicity?
We're talking about him now. What's his name again? Eldon Spencer.
No, I don't Eldon, even know his name. You're the one who's telling me his something. Name.
Yes, no, because
I'm not interested. You see, if I need to go and dig to find out what his name is. Other than that, my whole thing is that his story is so ridiculous, it's not even funny. You know, that your parents didn't sign a good contract with an up and coming.
I don't even think it was a contract. Or whatever it was written up and the way that the article was written, it wasn't one of those things I think that the parents were even thinking it was anything. I think it was like they were just hanging out. One of the parents' friends, his dad's friend or his mom's friend, I don't remember, was a photographer. And it's like, oh, how would you want to make a cool $200 or something? Who knows? I don't even think they signed a contract. Oh, just bring your baby along. We just want to do this. And psh.
Exactly. You know, so he should take it up with his parents.
Way back whenever.
He's barking up the wrong tree. He's talking to the wrong people. Talk to your parents.
Look, the woman
collected $200 for
the
you.
The woman who sued McDonald for what's creating an ad. Their ad was so scrumptious that it made her break her fast during Lent. I don't even know what happened with that case. People are free to sue now. My dear, who knows? Let's see what the judge will say. People are free to sue. People file frivolous lawsuits all the time, but they file it because the hope is that people will settle. And sometimes the people that have money, they don't want the nuisance value. They're like, please, lawyer, go and settle. Just, you know.
Yeah, and that is what's so terrible. That's what's so terrible because when somebody settled, immediately that's like an assumption of guilt. That's like, yes, they're like, I'm guilty for doing it. That's why I settled. And that's what the whole world is going to believe. They're not going to believe it the way you put it, that just for the nuisance factor of it, I don't want to be dealing with this. Just pay the guy off and let him go. Nobody is going to look at it that way. They're going to look at it as they're paying it off because they want to shut it down. And that's because they're guilty. And I think that's what the issue is here. This particular and for a judge to see it as a case to even bring forth. That's my point. Not even going all the way into the case. So I'm just saying, I'm interested to see which judge is going to say, yeah, let's hear this case. Because to me, I wouldn't even entertain it. I'm like, guy, go and talk to your parents. Leave this matter.
Right. Talking about courts and judges and all of that, this is, you know, completely different from what we're talking about. I was reading and I came across two articles and they were both as different as day and night. So apparently I think he was in South Dakota. I think it's South Dakota. I can't remember. One of the attorney, the AGs, he was coming back apparently from somewhere and he hit someone. The way the story was reported, he hit something. Let me not say he hit someone. He hit something. He had just left the party, hit something, got home. He says he came out of his car, looked around, didn't see anything, thought he hit a deer and kept going. And then I think he reported it or he called it. And I don't even remember how that went about. But long story short, turns out that he hit a human being. He killed someone. And now they're saying he's going to take a plea deal. He's going to take a misdemeanor plea deal. And I don't know what his penalty is going to be. And I was sort of struck. Yeah. I was sort of struck by the disparity in that, because his sentence is going to be like, what, maybe 30 days, $100 fine or $600 fine. Who knows? The disparity between that and there's another case where these four kids, young boys, I don't remember their ages right now, had participated in an armed robbery. The police was following them. One of them, I think they stopped the car. One of the kids ran out of the car and was shot in the back by the police. And then they proceeded to charge felony murder to the three other, his co-conspirators in the car. So not even charging them for the armed robbery that they went to do, but now decided to charge them for felony murder. And I think when this case came out, I think it was on BuzzFeed I saw it. They now started to do some research. So of course they said there are 13 states that allow you to charge felony murder if you're involved in, I think it's in a crime. Even if you're not at the scene of the crime, they started giving different examples. Like you may not even be there, but if someone dies and there's a way they linked it, I'll look for that other example. You can be charged. And there are some people that have been in jail. One guy was in jail for 65 years. That was his sentence. It was just, and I was saying to myself, life is unfair. It is unfair.
Specifically about this cases you're talking about. How is it
specifically about mm-hmm. this cases? You how? Can't, how are you going to charge three children, 14, 15, felony murder and lock them up first 55 years for robbery. This was not even armed robbery. They didn't have a gun. In fact, the guy who died, his dad has refused to help the attorneys to prosecute the case. He's like, I'm not going to convict innocent children when the people that killed my son are still running around.
Well, I don't know why they're the ones being charged for the felony murder and not the police officer. But if the police officer was chasing after them when in fact he saw that they were armed robbers or robbery or whatever, breaking an entry, whatever it is they did, if it was in the middle of the commission of a crime and maybe one of them was coming at him as if he was going to attack him or whatever. And in the bid to protect himself, this is what he did. But if he just shot the guy, then the issue is about the police officer and these four boys, are they black or white?
I don't even know. They don't have.
I think that's the key part.
The thing was, because first of all, the scenario you gave is not what happened. I've told you they were in the
car. I wasn't giving you a scenario. Okay. I was telling you that I can understand if that were the case.
That was
not if that's not the case, if the boy just parked and he was trying to run away and this police officer shot him in the back, what is the race of these children? Then we're back to the whole Black Lives Matter thing and the issue of these people can't catch a break because these police officers stand to kill black children. So that's a completely different case. So let's move that one aside. Now, about the felonies. If you're all sitting down together and your plan is, hey, we're going to go into this house, we're going to rob this house, we're going to murder this person, you were part of the plan. You knew exactly what was happening just because today your ski mask was not dry. So they said, we don't have time for you. We're going to go. You were aware that this person, you and this group of people were about to do this. You're going to kill somebody. Why aren't you part of the crew? Why aren't you as responsible? You could have saved somebody's life.
This is not the situation that is being described here. And this is not the situation that has been described in any of these cases. These are situations where sometimes if you go to commit a crime, for example, it could be any crime. What they're saying is sometimes if, say, two people go and commit a crime, one of them runs away. They're both, and that guy gets killed by the cops because he was running. They will still turn around and charge the other person.
Yeah. Would not have happened.
This particular incident, I'm not even saying, nobody is saying that they should not be held accountable for what happened. What people are saying is you cannot give them felony murder, lock them away for 65 or 55 years when their own crime was robbery. Somebody died. They did not kill the person. If a police officer kills a criminal in the pursuit of a crime. No, wait, Cello. If a police officer kills, there are two people that are going to commit a crime. Police officer kills one of the criminals. How does it compute to charge? It's not like it's a bystander or the cashier or somebody else. These are the two criminals.
It's the same scenario. You were not there committing a crime, none of you would have been dead, is the point I'm trying to make. So when people create laws, when they make the statutes, when they create these laws, the whole purpose of it is the hope that when people understand the severity, what comes with it if you do this, it deters them.
That does not work.
That is why it works or not. That is the purpose of the laws. This is why they set those laws. Speed limit is 50. If you go over the speed limit, we're going to give you a fine. Some people are still going to pass that speed limit. They're still going to get their ticket and they're fine with paying the fine. But then there are others who are going to be like, no, I don't want anybody putting their lights on me. I don't want anybody pulling me over. That is the whole purpose of this. It's a lot of times it will be ridiculous. The punishment will be ridiculous. The whole purpose of it is so that, look, if you do this thing, this is what's going to happen to you.
it doesn't, what I'm saying is, and this is my own, just my humble opinion, is that it doesn't work and it is too punitive. For example, this other girl, she's 16. She was, I think she and her boyfriend planned a robbery together.
Someone who is a criminal is talking about what's too
Let me finish. This girl plans a robbery with her friend or boyfriend or whatever. She didn't even attend the robbery. She was not there. She was not there in person. Yet, when the boyfriend was shot doing the robbery that they both set up together, she was charged with felony murder. She was not on the scene. I'm saying that there's overreach. I'm saying that there are times that things are done outside of the bounds of which the law was
written. I like how you try to throw in another story as if it changes the situation.
It does.
I just gave you an example of what you just gave me before you said what you said. I already told you. You're all sitting down together and you're planning a crime. You're part of it. You had an idea that something.
Yeah, but I did not kill anybody.
It doesn't matter. Yes, you were part of it. It does. Let me use you as an example.
No, if you're sitting down,
I'm going to use you because I don't see why you don't see it.
I don't understand
why you don't see it. If you're sitting down somewhere and somebody is telling you that here's what they're going to do, you are privy to that information. And instead of you saving a person's life, you hold on to that information just because you weren't there. You knew these people were going to go in there and kill somebody, and they actually made good on it. And you were part of the crew.
But see, I think I don't think we're saying the same thing here.
How are we not saying the same thing?
Listen, if no, I
well,
know,
yeah, we're not saying the same thing because not. You think it's too punitive, and I don't
I
think it's therefore it's a deterrent. It's supposedly a deterrent.
No. The scenario you're telling me is that I'm sitting down with people to plan something, and I know they're planning to go and kill someone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I don't have a problem with what you're saying. I agree with you that everybody is culpable, but that's not the scenario I'm painting here. The scenario I'm painting here is God forbid, three people sit down and they plan to go and rob a place. We're not talking armed robbery. We're just talking breaking and entry.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't want to waste your energy. I know what your scenario is, and it's exactly the same
scenario.
Thing. They're not planning to kill anybody, they're just going to rob, and one person dies, one of the criminals dies in the commission of that robbery. It is exactly the same
thing.
If you are it is exactly the same thing because you are trying to commit a crime. You're somewhere you're not supposed to be.
Listen,
and it is the sequence of events that caused somebody to die. If you were never there, somebody will not die.
Listen, what I'm saying is this. I disagree. I don't think that people who have different punishments. Is that the word? Yeah. Different punishments or different consequences for different crimes for a reason. They're levels. They're staggered. It's not like if someone goes to steal, you don't treat them the same way as you treat someone that went to commit murder. You don't give them the same sentence. Right?
You went to steal. Did anybody die when you went to steal? No. Did anybody die? No. But you went to steal and somebody died. That changes the whole dynamic.
You went to steal, and not that somebody dies. The police, whose responsibility it is.
Did anybody die?
To apprehend the criminal.
But did somebody die?
The criminal.
Did somebody die?
It is still not the fault of the other people for spiriting.
Did anybody die in the commission
of
that crime?
I'm not disagreeing. We've agreed that that's
the
scenario.
Okay, so that's the point.
No.
We keep going in circles over something that is unnecessary. I have told you.
Let's let it go.
Sit down. There's no need to let it go because I'm going to make my point and I'll repeat the point I was trying to make. The whole purpose of these laws is to ensure that anyone who is thinking of committing a crime will not commit that crime because of the punishment that comes along with it. But if you're aware that this is the punishment, you do the same thing and that happens, then you're well within your rights to take the punishment because you felt I can do it and I'm going to get away with it, but you didn't get away with it. You were trying to steal. somebody died, whether it was a cop that killed your partner or whatever, someone has died. And if you're in one of those 13 states, take your punishment like a man.
Well, I disagree. That's the bottom line. I completely disagree. 100%. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right.
Sirhan, they're releasing him. RFK's child or descendant or whatever is not opposing the parole. I'm like, if you wake up in the morning, plan to kill another human being, they catch you, you're in jail, that's where you need to stay for the rest of your life. I don't believe in paroling a person who planned, it was premeditated to kill someone. Sit your ass in jail for the rest of your life.
Well, I don't think that I feel that, what's the word? If someone is, like you said, yeah, premeditated murder is a hard one for me. I can't carry water for that. But sometimes I know that sometimes people are in jail because maybe they've changed. Maybe they've found God. I don't know. There has to be forgiveness in life. If the system says this person has changed or they're rehabilitated or there's something, you have to have that grace. It's only God's grace. Everybody has different wrongs that they have committed. And just because your wrong is like a fly and somebody's wrong is like a hippopotamus, it's wrong is wrong. And you've got to find a way to say, okay, maybe there's hope for this person. Oh,
you see how when I say you're talking outside both sides of your mouth, because now you're saying wrong is wrong. Before you were saying, oh, this one is too punitive.
Now wrong is wrong.
No.
You're misunderstanding me.
What am I misunderstanding?
What I'm saying is, even though wrong is wrong, right? If your wrong is a fly, maybe you just told a lie and then people can forgive you for that. Somebody else's wrong is, oh, I'm a serial adulterer. Somebody forgives them for that. Somebody killed someone and they show remorse and they're sorry. I don't know that premeditated people are able to show remorse. That's why I'm hedging here, because I don't know that if you really plan to kill somebody that you can then come around and say, I'm sorry for that. That's that person. There's something wrong with them. But maybe, I don't even know, because I don't want to say accidental shooting, but I don't know, maybe it does happen. Yeah, actually, it does happen. It does happen, because in Atlanta, there was this little girl, I think Nigerian girl, or Lo something, I can't remember her name, one round in the gun. The girl is dead. You know, I don't even remember how old they are. She was 18, so I'm guessing the rest of them will be about that age. I'm sure the girl that killed her may end up in jail, but it wasn't deliberate. She did kill someone. She'll be remorseful. I don't think she should be in jail for the rest of her life. I don't think so.
Sometimes I wonder if you're listening. I specifically said, when you commit premeditated murder, you sit down, you plan it, you say you're going to kill somebody, you execute it, they catch you, you're convicted, sit your ass in jail for the rest of your life.
Did you not hear me say that? It's difficult for me to hedge on that, but what if the person is remorseful?
What does that have to do with anything? Your example just now was talking about a girl that you believe was killed.
Take out that example.
So why did you use that example?
I used many examples. I was talking.
I already said what I said, and then you brought this example. You can go to jail and you can be remorseful. That has nothing to do with anything. You sat down and you planned to kill someone. Mm-hmm. And then you killed the person dead. Sit your ass in jail.
I don't know. I hedge about that one, because I feel like, yeah, the person should be in jail forever. But I'm like, what if the person changes? If God forgives us.
Yeah, that's God. Who am I? Am I God?
How much more can we not forgive?
When did I become God? I cannot make God. You can forgive somebody. Oh, you can forgive a person without releasing. You killed this person. Oh, you're sorry. Okay, it's okay. I forgive you, but sit your ass in jail.
Mm. I don't know.
That's how I see it. So I'm like, you're releasing this guy.
Why are you releasing
this guy?
Yeah, I don't have any strong views about
I'm not going to carry water for someone that, you know, where it was premeditated. Honestly, I'm not going to say, please, they should be released when they're remorseful. But, you know, if the system allows it, okay, fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm not going to insist that the person stays in jail.
It bothers
forever.
Me, but it's not, they didn't call me. I'm not one of the 12 jurors. I'm not the parole board and I'm not the judge. But if you ask me, sit your ass in jail.
Yeah.
Nah.
I would be the one who would say, okay, let's look and see. And then I would evaluate it to make a decision.
I'm like, don't have me on there. Yeah. You know, if they're like, okay, we have a list of people who are on the parole board and everything, and then they put me and say, Mrs. S is going to be.
They can just forget it.
You know, and if you're trying to get your person out, just say, please don't contact Mrs. S. This person killed somebody. She does not suffer murderers.
Yeah.
She does not want.
I would look at it.
Yeah. Don't contact me. Yeah. I'm just.
I would be.
My mistress says this guy is up for parole and he. I'm not okay. Yeah. Why? I think in jail, the first place. He murdered someone.
I feel the way.
Let him sit there.
You know where I feel the way you feel. You know where I'm like absolutely not. Let the person stay there forever because they're not to be trusted. It's in cases of child pornography. That's the one that does it for me. I'm like ugh. Please just stay locked away because we can't trust you. Stay where you are.
Okay.
Because that is a disease, you know, I don't know. Because they say they never, from the psychologist, what do you call it? Don't you remember? We talked about this one time on our podcast about the pastor whose son had confessed to him that he was having certain sort of ideas about children and pornography, but he never acted on it. And his father still let him be the youth counselor.
Well, he did act on it. He did.
No, he didn't. He did.
He did. That's what's his name? That's the with the sisters, the one on the TV.
No. Not this guy. Not the Josh Duggar guy. No. This is a completely different story. It's not even famous. I read it somewhere. And the pastor ended up leaving the church because the elders asked him to stand down because he didn't tell them when his son had confessed to him that he was having all these ideas. But I think it was his brother. They had an estranged brother who told them. Some funny story like that, you know. So
listen, if you're a pedophile who has acted, who's thinking about, if you're a pedophile who has acted on it, if you're a murderer, they catch you. You go through the whole court case. They throw you in jail. Sit your ass in jail. Don't call me on the parole board and say, let's listen to this guy's new life. He's read the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelations. You know,
he's changed.
Yeah. He's teaching people. He's healing the sick.
There's the power of Christ to redeem people. There is redemption for people.
Yes, Christ.
There is redemption.
Christ. I am not Christ.
No, I didn't say you were, but you have, if you believe that Christ redeems people, then you have to give. You see,
I do believe Christ redeems people. I believe that those people are redeemed. Congratulations, but just sit your ass in jail.
Yeah.
You know what? Sit your ass in jail.
Oh, Lord. I can't even laugh. Yeah, I would weigh it. You know, you would have to weigh a lot of factors to decide if the person is 80. I don't even know. Why are we paying to keep people alive, really? I feel like if people are in jail, they're getting better health care. I could be wrong.
You can get all the health care in the world that you want. Fix your teeth. Get breast augmentation, even if that's what you want. You do not have your liberties.
Right, taken away from you. Yeah,
you're under somebody's telling you what to do. That is the worst type of life anybody can live. Sit your ass in jail when you can't make decisions for yourself, when you can't open your mouth and say, I want to go here, and you can't go. Man, that is the worst punishment. Death is too easy. I say it so many times, and it's against my beliefs of, you know, taking another person's life. I don't believe in that, but sit your ass in jail.
How do I put it? Since I'm Catholic, But I'm like an eye for an eye, a life for a life.
There's no point. If you kill somebody,
I'm not you see, that's where we differ. I'm not a life for a life type of person. No, I mean, I'm
a life for a life. There's no
depending
point.
On the situation, I don't know that
really
I can
get a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, I don't know that I can really look at a person and say, you know, take this person out. I don't know that that could ever be my stance ever. No. But if you kill someone, you don't deserve to be walking amongst the human beings. You are an animal. You are an animal. So sit down in jail. Let someone control your every waking moment for the rest of your life. That's what's best for you. That's how I see that.
I do. Me, I'm like, yeah, no. And if you kill someone, they're sure that's what you did. Just capital punishment, and don't draw it out. Don't let us have 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years on death row. If you have a video that somebody walks into a place, shoots 20 people, at the end of a week, the person should be gone. There's no need. We're not having this. You're having too many conversations. Just done. Finish. Case closed. Smooth. Clean. We're done. We're no longer discussing it. Move. We're moving on. But that's, you know, that's just my opinion today. I could change my mind, maybe. Since we all grow and evolve, and whenever you're given new information, you have to, if you're a sensible thinking somebody, you have to modify your views as they apply. So we'll see. All right, madam. It's been real. Ciao, ciao. Ciao. Have a good rest of your day. I know your Saturdays are always busy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You too.
I hope you're not doing laundry today.
No, that's next week. I did laundry last week.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen this crates challenge?
Oh, rubbish. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Anyway, let's just...
I thought, are you doing it? Are you sending me your crates challenge picture?
Am I mad?
I don't crates.
Am I mad?
High heels on top of crates, fat it's body, just, and I don't know rubbish.
Why do human beings do that? I'm sorry, I know we're supposed to be ending this, but
yeah,
I've seen it so many times, and I'm like, who decides nonsense to do this? Like, how are you a person with a brain in the head, and you go here, and apparently, I think somebody's died. Somebody has. Yeah. One person has finally
actually
died.
I saw the news flash that said TikTok has stopped it or something.
Yeah, somebody actually has died from the challenge.
Wow. Proceed at your own risk.
Yeah, I mean, this is not even at your own risk. It's like, don't be stupid.
Right. All right, my dear.
We go, Yan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Leave us a 59-second voice note by clicking on the message button.
Comment, like, share, search for Tea with Mrs. S on the internet.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe by clicking on the support button.